Today is a celebration of Srila Prabhupada's 45th year of arrival in the USA. I spoke about it earlier. On Sunday I gave a long class to Sunday program about the topic, and we read from Prabhupada Lilamrita, which is always my favorite biography of Srila Prabhupada, long version especially, and something that I really highly recommend that devotees regularly read. Once I finish this book, I'm going to go through reading all of Srila Prabhupada's books, and as I used to do, read Lilamrita in the evenings before going to sleep, or have devotees read it. I would read Prabhupada Lilamrita many, many times. And it's very important because it's important that Vaishnavas have a real relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Relationship not in just a sense that he's the founder of Acharya and so we know him as a distant figure, but relationship and knowing Srila Prabhupada's vani, Srila Prabhupada's way of thinking, Srila Prabhupada's plans for spreading Krishna consciousness, his conception of what it means to be Krishna conscious, of how he did everything. It what really means being a, we term this phrase, Prabhupada Anuga, Ishmait Kataru Hatvalas Chanki. I'm just getting ready to go to Italy. And being a Prabhupada Anuga, a real follower of Srila Prabhupada, someone who really has a real grasp of who His Divine Grace is, so that when we talk about founder of Acharya, He's someone upon who has built the foundation for our Krishna consciousness, for our lives, and we are building our lives upon that foundation. So you need to know what that foundation is, but unlike, for instance, foundation in a modern building, which is something that you don't see, Srila Prabhupada should be seen. And in my limited, humble perspective of what it means to see Srila Prabhupada, it means more than putting Prabhupada on a skyscraper of Vyasasan or demoting, well, I won't use the word demoting, but keeping the respect and worship of other Vaishnava gurus down, or thinking of ways to increase worship of Srila Prabhupada, it really means doing what Prabhupada wanted us to do, preaching, distributing books, worshipping deities at the standard that he wanted, spreading Krishna consciousness, giving our lives for realizing Srila Prabhupada's vani. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is. And when we remember today how Srila Prabhupada arrived, when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, he wrote his song Markini Bhagavatam, how he was really utterly dependent on Krishna. He really didn't know turn left, turn right. And by the time he'd already got here, he suffered two heart attacks on the ship over. I remember how, although we'd read, Srila Prabhupada had told us about how Krishna had appeared to him in his many forms, rowing a boat and told him not to worry. But also Sri Srila Prabhupada's friend, acquaintance, disciple, Bhagatji, was our neighbor next door in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada had told him that when Prabhupada had had his heart attack, then Prabhupada, Krishna had personally appeared and was massaging Srila Prabhupada's chest. Srila Prabhupada had such an intimate relationship with Krishna. And when Prabhupada came, he didn't really know how long was he going to stay, what was going to be his success. But he had this real unshakable faith in the holy name, that the potency of the holy name, that these meat-eaters and materialistic people can be changed. And faith that if your spiritual master told him something, that there was actually something to that. And on this day, that also needs to be our own introspective analysis. How strong is our faith in Srila Prabhupada's vision of the world, of Krishna consciousness, of life? Do we have faith that by doing things as Srila Prabhupada said we should do, then somehow or another things will work out? Prabhupada had a 2-month visa. Thought he was going to go back. He didn't go back. He went to Butler, Pennsylvania, and then when he came to New York, he just compromised staying at the house of a Mayavadi and eating there in order to be able to get things going. But Srila Prabhupada had that faith that his spiritual master told him to do something. Krishna said, come and follow me. As I mentioned earlier, Rupa Goswami told him that he'd be with him. And Prabhupada never faltered. And really putting Prabhupada in the center is putting Prabhupada in the center of our lives, putting Prabhupada in the center of our faith, putting Prabhupada in the center of our minds, that we're very clear. That's why I emphasize reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. We're very clear what it is that Prabhupada wanted, how Prabhupada conceived of a Vaishnava who lives and spreads Krishna consciousness and goes back home, back to Godhead. And that means putting Prabhupada in the center for me. I try to do that. Even Srila Prabhupada, to his godbrother himself, addressed this concept of putting, making offerings of flowers, having big Vyasa sands. That's nice if it actually represents what's going on within us as individuals, as an institution. But if not, then it's really evading the point. It doesn't really serve the purpose. What really serves the purpose is, as I've mentioned, being Prabhupada-centric. And for that, we need to be clear that Srila Prabhupada is not a historical figure, as mentioned earlier, but Srila Prabhupada is a living person whose instructions are directing every aspect of our lives. And then we're successful in Krishna consciousness. Then that is what it means that we go back home, back to Godhead. We do it Prabhupada's way, where Prabhupada is, helping in Prabhupada's service to Lord Krishna. Thoughts today on Srila Prabhupada's appearance, what is getting to be an increasingly longer and longer time. His appearance in America, 1965, 45 years ago. Hare Krishna.